Former teacher indicted for alleged sex acts with 13-year-old student. By Amy Furr on November 14, 2019. A former teacher was indicted Wednesday for allegedly having sex with a 13-year-old male student she was tutoring in Franklin County, Ohio. This teacher and school administrator was engaging in inappropriate sexual acts with a student. Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien said in a statement. Brooke M. Wright, 39, who had previously worked at Ventures Academy in Delaware, Ohio, reportedly engaged in the acts with the minor during their tutoring sessions between May and September. Authorities said the incidents happened in several different locations. However, she was suspended when school officials discovered she was being criminally investigated. The Franklin County Grand Jury indicted her for 2 counts of sexual battery, F3, and for 2 counts of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, F3, for a total of 4 counts, according to O'Brien. Parents in Delaware told VSix that they were disturbed and upset by the accusations. "I think it's sad," said Amy Robertson. "I think you put your kids on the school bus every day to be safe and then they're preyed upon as vulnerable students with adults, and that's horrible. Someone in a trusted position that could do something like that. That's horrible, and I hope the justice system works well and gets that person out of the system," said parent Brian Keese. If she is convicted, Wright could face several years in prison and be forced to register as a sex offender. "The criminal charges filed against our former employee Brooke Wright disgust everyone in our organization," a statement from the Escape of Central Ohio DEP, Superintendent Reed. The statement continued. "Her alleged actions represent a betrayal of the trust that students and parents place in us every day. When we first learned of these allegations 2 months ago, we immediately removed her from school property and began cooperating with the investigation into her actions. We've offered support and counseling to all affected students and will continue to cooperate with law enforcement. Most importantly, our educators will continue to support our students." Wright's arraignment is scheduled to take place in court Friday at 1:30 p.m., according to the prosecutor's office.